Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 3 of the Confidence Chronicles. This is your girl, Erica from America, and today's episode is all about emotions. So emotions, right? How crazy. I have women that are in my office every day that I speak to over the phone in sessions that apologize for crying, that hold back tears. I see them, you know, hiding their tears, wiping their tears, going for the tissue and saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so stupid that I'm crying. I don't know why I'm crying. Or worse, I haven't cried in so long. What's happening, y'all? What's happening with the tears and the emotions? That if a woman in 2018 has to apologize for crying, like, what is that? So I wanted to talk about emotions today because I think our emotions, you know, energy and motion is just showing us, it's like a thermometer just telling us where we're at and what needs attention. And so my invitation to you is to just ask yourself, have you really been feeling your emotions lately? What emotions, you know, have you been feeling in the past week, in the past 7 days? What are the top 3 emotions that you've been experiencing? And why is it that we're so scared to feel sad or scared to feel shamed or scared to feel embarrassed, overwhelmed? You know, it's these emotions are totally normal. And I think there's a time and place for them. And if they come up or pop up for you, my invitation for you is to feel them and question why it is that you're trying not to feel them. The problem is, I guess, the main thing is that when we're not wanting to feel our emotions, so sadness comes up for some reason, you feel sad, you feel a bit of self-pity, you feel a bit angry, you feel a bit, you know, down on yourself or upset with yourself. And then what happens? If you're not choosing to feel the emotion, if you're choosing to pretend it's not there or, you know, I'm doing air quotes, block the emotion away from yourself, you're not really blocking the emotion. It's still there. You're just choosing to numb it out. And it's interesting because there are many ways that we numb emotions out. You know, we watch Netflix, we eat food, we drink alcohol, we go out dancing, we, you know, like binge watch TV shows. You know, maybe you do it with sex. I don't know, like there's like you binge stuff and numb out your emotions. And I'm like, emotions can't hurt you, right? Like, you're not supposed to be happy all the time. When you're at a funeral, you don't want to be fucking smiling all like happy-go-lucky. You know, you want to feel the emotion of sadness or you want to feel the emotion of loss or whatever it is that you're feeling, like feel those feelings. So what I usually say to my clients is I invite them to create a space for themselves to do some writing. So if you're like, oh, I don't really write, well, guess what? Start writing. I invite you to write because if you're one of those people that intellectualizes things in their mind, your mind's going to trick you because that's a motherfucker and it's not going to allow you to really get this. So my invitation is to get a book for yourself, get a journal, a fucking scrap piece of paper, whatever it is you have, and do some writing. So what it looks like is you ask yourself out loud, how do I feel right now? Or what am I thinking right now? And write. Let your hand write. Unconsciously write. Like write. That was my e-tag, by the way. I think I didn't pay my e-tag or I need to pay my e-tag. Okay, hello. Thank you. So, unconsciously write. How do I feel right now? I feel blah, blah, blah. Cool. So what are the thoughts that you're thinking? Well, I'm thinking that blah, blah, blah. And write and write and write and write. What's happening? You being able to inquire and question your mind and you being able to really sit with what's going on for you and you being able to look at it on paper and just see that it's just emotion. It's just a thought. It's just a thought that you're trying to think and tell yourself and you have a choice if you want to believe it or not. You have a choice if you want to go into that thought and actually make that truth for you. And you have a choice that you can choose another thought. And depending on what you're thinking about and what's happening and believing is going to depend on how you feel and what emotion you're going to have, right? So if you ask yourself right now, you know, what are you thinking about? Or if you ask yourself, how do I feel right now? You may find that there are thoughts that are creating that feeling for you. 100%, right? A lot of my clients don't think they feel more. I feel sad. I feel this. I feel that. And they just think it comes to them. And they may feel like that, right? But you're thinking thoughts. Like my girl, Brooke Castillo, if you don't know her, she's amazing. Check her out. Her podcast, the Life Coach School podcast. She is the jam. And she talks about this a lot. I studied her work a lot. Obviously, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy is my shit. I love it so much. Their work is a lot about keeping like thought records and learning about your thoughts and emotions. And really, this is all the work of like understanding yourself and knowing like, what am I feeling right now? And that's totally cool and normal, and allowing that feeling to come through you. And I think where we go wrong is like, we're really judgmental. Like you wouldn't say to your girlfriend, oh, what do you mean you're sad right now? I don't want to hear that. You're not allowed to be sad. Don't be sad. You're not, no crying allowed. Uh-uh. Get it together. Get your shit together. Come on. Hustle on. Keep it moving, girl. Hustle, work. Don't, you're not allowed to feel crap. Let's go. Keep moving. But we do that to ourselves. We're like, no. Uh-uh. Don't feel that feeling. That's not okay. Let's keep going. Not right now. And then that shit takes over you and you're like a fucking volcano and you want to explode or implode. And so it's like, feel the feeling, do some writing around it, inquire, investigate. What is it trying to tell you? It is like a thermometer, right? It's just trying to tell you that you need some attention. I know for me, when I feel really full, because I've been like a whole day of coaching, I've been with my kids, I've been doing, you know, my social media, like I feel like I've been pulled every which way, and I haven't given myself any time for me to just be. Right? The human being, not the human fucking doing. I'm like just trying to be. And that really calms me down when I'm in my body, when I'm like chilling with myself and I'm a bit silent and I take a minute or I have a shower. Ooh, my shower is my jam. Let me tell you, that's where all my magic happens. So, you know, like when I don't do that for myself and I don't make that time and that space in my mind, I really find that I have all kinds of emotions going on and they haven't been processed because I haven't had a minute with myself. So use the emotions as, you know, a guide, and they're trying to tell you something. Don't be judgmental. I think something that I've been telling my clients lately is like, look at yourself, like your mind, as a subject that you're studying. So I'm just studying Erica's mind. Put your name there. I'm just studying whatever your name is, mind. And I'm just seeing what the mind is thinking and going through and experiencing. And remember that anything that the mind is thinking, the mind, your mind that's over there, the only way it's connected to you really is by the emotion. So how do you know that something's not good for you? How do you know that something in your mind is going off is by how you feel? So you check in with your feeling. I feel sad. Okay. Hey, mind, what are you over there doing? You may find that your mind's playing a bunch of old memories about shit that happened to you. And maybe your mind is living in the past in that moment. And of course you're sad and you're overwhelmed and you're feeling crappy because the track that your mind is playing is a shit track. And you got to go up there and change the music. Like, yo, I don't want to listen to this. Can we change the music, please? Can we change the projector screen is playing a movie I don't like or playing a sad scene? You know, and maybe you want to play the sad scene and go enjoy your cry in the bathtub or the shower. That's good, but not all the time, right? Like you need to direct your mind. And the only way you can direct it is by knowing what's up with it and what's going on with it and what it's thinking, what it's trying to tell you. So emotions are huge. I think, you know, I was saying to my husband, because my husband started doing this work for men, this, you know, someone's like, he should be the king of confidence. And I'm like, yeah, he's probably not going to call himself that because my business is called the Queen of Confidence. And so he named his stuff the Fitness Monk. And my husband is such a gentleman, let me tell you. Like, he is fully masculine, beautiful, tattooed up, you know, sexy brown man with all his tattoos and, ooh, he's hot, right? Anyway, his muscles. But he is so in his feminine. Like, he is so in tune with his emotion and his feminine. And he still struggles to cry. He just turned 37. We had a birthday for him. And we had everybody do a blessing for him, like a beautiful blessing. It was very emotional. My goal in that birthday party was for him to cry. It was a surprise party that his team threw him, his gym team, because he has a gym here in Melbourne. And listen to me, he was so emotional. His mom was there. His dad was there. He started crying. His mom cried. And that made him go. And I was like, yes, he cried. And he cried. Like, he actually had a big cry. And he has not cried like that since I've met him. And I've been with him like 6 years. And I was like, if women in 2018 are in my office or talking to me and they're apologizing for crying, what the hell are men doing? What are men experiencing when they have emotions come through their face, when the liquid comes out of your eyeballs? That's all that's happening, y'all. Liquid is coming out of your eyeballs. That's it. It's density leaving your body. It's weight coming out of your eyeballs. Unfortunately, that's how it comes out. You poo from your bum and you cry from your eyes. Thank God it's not the other way around, right? Like, that's all that's happening if you really think about it. The emotions are coming through your eyeballs in liquid form, salty liquid form, you know? And we're so judgmental about it and we make it mean all kinds of stuff. And I'm over here like, cry more, because I feel, I have a theory. There's no research behind this theory, right? So bear with me. This is just Erica's theory. I have women that I see come in and see me and they literally have fucking armor, steel armor built around them, around their hearts, around them, to protect themselves from being hurt again because they've been hurt in the past. Maybe you who are listening have built yourself a cage of armor, a protective cage, right? Before. Maybe you've had one on, maybe you have one on now. I don't know. And I literally will see them in my session and they will be crying, just 2-3 minutes of crying. And I can energetically feel this armor like fucking crackling and peeling off. And 2-3 sessions, they come back and they're light, like literally lighter. Their eyes are lighter. They're glowing. They feel lighter. Maybe even weight wise, they've lost some weight. It's happened before. You know, we walk around with this shell because we've been hurt in the past, and we walk around with like the shell of the past going, we were hurt before, we'll be hurt again. Let's protect ourselves. And then we're like, how come we're not connecting on a deeper level? How come I can't find a man to connect with me? How come I can't have the things I want? And I'm like, put your shell down. Be willing to be hurt again. Be willing for your wound to be exposed, because that's how you heal it. Not by covering it up in a shell. We all know that if the Band-Aid stays on, that shit gets wet and like pussy and nasty. It only heals when you rip the Band-Aid off and it gets oxygen. And then the cut starts to heal, right? Because it's exposed. You know, I don't know, my crazy ass metaphors. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, feel your feelings. Allow them to come through you. The only way that it comes out is through, right? You can't go around it. Even if you go around it right now, it'll come back later like a fucking Australian boomerang. It's going to come right on back. And sometimes bigger and harder and faster. So it's like, feel the feeling. Allow the feeling to come through you. It's not going to kill you or hurt you. It's just sadness. It's just, you know, worry. It's just anxiety. It's just whatever it is. You know, feel the feeling. Inquire your mind, which we're going to talk about in more sessions. Check out Brooke Castillo, the Life School podcast, because she's amazing and goes deep about that. Check out cognitive behavioral therapy if you're interested in this work. It's fucking amazing. You know, so to end in summary, because I'm about to get to my destination. I love that I can do this podcast in my car. I'm just saying. I'm about to do some waffling on. So if you want to go, please feel free to go. The podcast is finished. Thank you for listening. Here's my waffling on. We are moving at the moment and renovating. And it has been an incredibly amazing, stressful, crazy, overwhelming, exciting experience. And the best and biggest 2 months of my life, because since my birthday, which was June 17th, since my birthday till now, my husband's birthday, which was yesterday, I've put on more clients than I've ever put on. I have created financial success for myself more than I ever have. My husband has done the same. I have impacted more people than I feel like I ever have. And at the same time, have been so stressed out with children and kids and moving and painting and renovating. And it's just like, holy shit, all these emotions that are coming at me at once. And when I say to myself, when I say this out loud, I go, of course, like, of course, because it's no surprise. Everything that's happening right now is insane and crazy and exciting all at once. So of course I feel all these feelings and emotions. And it's been great to be able to coach myself on this, because whenever I think I'm going to get into a little victim pity party, I'm like, girl, don't trip. Of course you're overwhelmed. It's fucking normal. You're a mom. Like, first of all, you're a mom, and that's overwhelming. You know, second of all, renovating. Third of all, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm just normal. So, like, check yourself. You're just normal. Of course, what you're feeling is normal. It's just a normal situation. We think we're supposed to be, like, superheroes and never feel any kind of negative emotions and shit. And it's like, let me tell you, just look around your life and you'll see why you feel the way you feel. And be easy with yourself, right? We're growing. We're learning. It's all good. So anyway, y'all, thank you so much for staying tuned and for listening to my crazy ass. Those of you out there that have reached out on social media, thank you for checking the podcast out. Thank you for listening. I'm super happy and excited. It's on Spotify now. And I look forward to talking to y'all again or coming through the airways again in our next episode, which is coming up soon. Big love, peoples, and have an amazing, amazing week ahead. Peace out.